Good morning and happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Today I found a poem for you that I wanted to share in appreciation and recognition of all of our moms and grandmas and aunties and godmoms and everyone out there who helps take care of us, because that's what moms do. On the sixth day, God looked down on Adam in his planned paradise and said, "I need a nurturer." So God made a mother. God said, "I need someone who feels deeply and loves fiercely, whose tears flow just as abundantly as her laughter, whose heart is as warm as her ability to guide and set strong limits. I need someone whose influence on those that they nurture is eternal." So God made a mother. God said, "I need someone who can hear us sneeze through closed doors in the middle of the night, three bedrooms away, while Daddy snores next to her, who could kiss boo-boos, scare monsters away, and clean up in the middle of the night accidents, and live off 4 hours of interrupted sleep." So God made a mother. God said, "I need someone who can ride the roller coaster of anxiety, hope, fear, and pride with an outward appearance of calm assurance as she sends her child off to his or her first day of school. I need someone who will buy school supplies, drive on field trips, help study for history tests, fill out permission slip forms, clap from the back row of a spring musical, and help coach a sport that she's never played before. I need someone to teach a child to tie his or her shoes, to make friends, to handle disappointments, shop for a prom dress, and drive a stick shift. And when that child is 18, I need someone to send that roller coaster of anxiety, hope, fear, and pride again as she sends her child away to college with calm confidence." So God made a mother. Someone who realizes that children need to be allowed to grow, gain confidence in themselves, and be encouraged to be independent individuals and accept the path they choose. Somebody who realizes that their job is one where the better they are, the more surely they won't be needed in the long run. Somebody whose breath will be taken away when they visit their first newborn grandchild in the hospital, and their daughter looks at them with loving eyes and says, "I hope I can be the kind of mom that you are." So God made a mother. Mothers are one of the most special gifts that God gave us. So this week I challenged our kids with an alphabet acrostic to think of all of the ways that they're thankful for all of the moms in their life. Some of the words that they came up with are awesome and artistic, beautiful, devoted, decisive, great, generous, helpful, humble, interesting, and one of my favorites, she just is herself. Marvelous, meaningful, outstanding, protective, patient, passionate, resilient, responsible, reliant, teachers, thankful, understanding, unique, wise, wonderful, zealous, zany, and zestful, from A to Z. Our children are so thankful for all of you moms out there. All the different ways that you help nurture them and care for them. Our winner for our drawing this week is Mr. Justin Cacho. Congratulations, Justin. Thanks for all of your thoughtful insight for this project. Would you all pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you so much for all of the ways that our moms care for us and nurture us. Thank you for the gift that you've given to each and every one of us. On this Mother's Day, God, we ask that you help us not only tell those moms in our life how much we love them, but show them how much we love them in all the ways that we can help them and appreciate them for just who they are. God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you have done. In your holy name we pray. Amen.